In the gospel today, Jesus is telling his disciples that if the world hates them, they must remember that he was hated first. Let us ask ourselves these two questions. Who hated Jesus and why did they hate him? The chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees hated Jesus because he challenged them. He spoke the truth to them about how they treated their brothers and sisters, burdening them with many rules and laws, and also that they were pretending to be the perfect ones. This made them to hate Jesus. As followers of Jesus, the disciples were also going to be hated, to be put into jail, to be persecuted, and be killed just because they would speak the same words like their master, Jesus Christ. We too, as disciples of Jesus today, let us not be surprised when we are put into jail because of his word. The world will hate us, especially when we speak about justice and peace, when we challenge those in authorities, and when we stand for the truth. Let us not be afraid because we do not belong to this world, because we do it for the sake of Jesus, since we are following his footsteps. Jesus is telling us that we do not belong to this world. This world is not our home. We are pilgrims. That is, the world is a temporal home. We are just visitors. We have our permanent home, which is in heaven. That is why Jesus says, "You do not belong to this world, because my choice withdrew you from the world." Jesus has chosen us, singled us out as his own for a special purpose of spreading the good news. So let us not be afraid of hatred and persecution. If we look closely, we blame the world that it hates us, but we ourselves are hating each other. In the Bible, it is written that mother will be against daughter, and father will be against son, and so on. Is it not happening today? Is it not happening in our families and in our society? Why is it happening like that? Only because we have failed to love God and to love our neighbor, which is the new commandment, which we find in Matthew 22 verses 34-39. Once again, to respond to this new commandment of love of God and neighbor, let us cultivate the attitude of loving God and loving our brothers and sisters, not seeing them as our enemies. Let us pray for love in our hearts, our families, our society, and in our world at large.